Blog Talk Radio.
Not sure who we've got on 7-3-4, but we'll... Oh, this is Rich. Okay.
Welcome to Paranormal Fringe. Only on the Vibe Network. Every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Becomes paranormal.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Paranormal Fringe. It's Wednesday. Don't listen to my introduction. We still got to get that change from Sunday to Wednesday. We're working on it. Tonight we're going to talk about, tonight we're going to talk about aliens, alien abduction, genetic mutation of all things. And we're just going to kind of cover anything alien-human hybrids. We've got a guest in studio. His name is Rich Wade, and he knows a thing or two about aliens. And we're going to talk to him in a little bit here. And we're going to start out with our lovely, handsome co-host, Ryan, who has a couple stories of his own. So we're going to go ahead and get right on in. Talking about aliens here. And Ryan, I know that this is a topic that is kind of near and dear to your heart, and you have some personal experiences you'd like to start talking about. So go ahead and hit us with that.
Yeah, you know, I was a kid, and my dad stopped at a store to buy, like, cigarettes or something like that and left me in the car, which was fine. And all of a sudden, there was no traffic, and there was no noise. There was no anything. And all of a sudden, there was a form in the sky, and it had a couple of lights on it, and it just stopped, and then it just took off. And it was like, oh, that was kind of weird. And, you know, when you're a kid, you have no idea what's really going on. And then I swear, if my mom ever hears this broadcast, she is going to beat me with a stick, because... when she was, this is well before I was born. She was over at the intersection of Ford and Wyoming, and this is in Detroit, Michigan, and she was going home one night from work, and all of a sudden there was like this weird, kind of like egg shaped thing in the sky that just sat there, and there was no noise, there was no anything, and you know, it looked like the thing from the old movie from the, I think, 80s, called the last Stargate ship something, I don't know. There was a movie, and it looked exactly like that, and it looked like a big chrome egg, kind of like that thing in Chicago right now. And she said it just sat there, and she got out of the car, and she looked at it, and just sat there. And then all of a sudden, it just bolted off, and it had no sound to it. And it was like, okay, how do you describe that? You know, that's not government kind of things. It was clearly not human. And she's going to devastate me when she finally does hear this. So, yeah, I mean, those are my two real experiences where I went, okay, this has to be something that has to be extraterrestrial.
Weird. So nothing,
yeah.
Actually, you didn't, like, get taken up in a spaceship or anything?
Thankfully, no.
Well, that's good. And now we have, even though you are weird, I wouldn't... I wouldn't doubt that she was
Thank
not abducted
you.
By an alien. And as I was saying, we got Rich Wade with us here tonight. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Pretty good. Can you hear me? Or?
We can hear you fine. We can hear you fine.
Okay.
The reason I asked you on the show tonight is because you are kind of a, you know, UFO kind of a guru. I mean, you like you said, you're not an expert, but you do know quite a bit about it. So we kind of wanted to touch base with you on that and then see what you got to say. What kind of experiences you've had?
You know, it's funny because I haven't had the experiences like, you know, that, you know, you just described, but it's just something I've been interested in since I was little, and I've gotten really, really into the conspiracy theories, and, you know, I could go on for probably about a good hour and talk about Yellowstone right now, but it's just something with UFOs that, I don't know, it's just there's too much out there, there's too many different people seeing things, there's too much, it's there's too much for people to really, how can we be alone? And
well,
that's just where my interest is. And, you know, it's just like with the paranormal. How can you have certain things happen to you and be able to say that, oh, well, I just made that up? You know, how can you see things in the sky? And I understand a lot of it, you know, is government, I'm sure. You know, different planes, they're testing things to see, you know, how many people see something and how many reports. But I always feel like, where did that technology come from?
Exactly.
Because I
you think
don't
it's reverse
like it,
engineered?
I don't feel like it came from us.
What was that, Ryan?
You know, so, yeah, exactly.
Being reverse engineered from something that maybe that we found at some certain point and then, you know, started to go back and say, hey, how did this work and blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Oh, I totally believe that happened, especially when that aircraft or spaceship UFO landed back in, what was that, 1964, was it? I'm not good with that year, but I know that out in that field and on that farm, and they kind of hush-hushed it. I think we got some technology from that. I think that's where cell phones came from. I think that's where microchips came from, computers, all of it. I mean, because we went from being pretty much, you know, technologically behind. Shut up.
Is there some drinking going on over there? Or?
Yeah. No, I wish. But, you know, we went from being, you know, in the Stone Age as far as, you know, computers are concerned. I mean, our computers took up entire rooms to now we can carry one around in our pocket. You know, that came from somewhere. That we just don't advance in that quickly, in my opinion, that we came that far that fast. Something
Wow.
happened. Somebody gave it to us or where we found it. That's how I feel.
Or they're still here and they're helping us.
That's true, too.
Ooh.
That's one of my beliefs. I mean, it's going to be kind of out there, but I feel that they're actively here working with us and helping us advance. And, you know, you look at some of the different things where there was, you know, back in the 50s or whatever, there was a, you know, treaty signed supposedly, and it was kind of a, you know, hush-hush. Just a lot of different things where, you know what, you hear about certain bases right now that, you know, you've always heard Area 51. Now you hear there's Area 52. You know, you hear that, you know, yeah, that one I believe is in Utah. And there's talk that there's not even some, like, military officials are not even allowed on that base, and they don't know, you know, what's going on at that base. And you always just wonder, so if top officials are not allowed on that base, then who is?
Exactly.
What about the one in Ohio?
That one too. They
and,
you know, that one they always talk is active. You know, and I, really? I think wasn't there too when Area 51 there was things, there was a lot of attention on that. The talk was that they moved it to Ohio. A lot of the stuff everyone was watching Area 51, but the actual activity was happening in Ohio.
Yeah, it was a decoy.
Yeah.
Bait and switch.
Oh. So yeah, I mean there's lots of things. It's always, you look at now, I mean, even why is it that, you know, our technology is so advanced over China and different countries? Why haven't they caught up to that? You know, it's something that I always wonder about. Why do we have stealth technology you don't hear about anyone else having it?
True.
So,
true.
So are these beings, I really don't know what else to call them, are they walking around among us?
I mean, you know what, I've read things with that too, that you know, there's people, they're actively walking around, they're, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's something to think about. It's something that's kind of eerie when you think about it.
Kind of like skin suits.
Okay,
huh?
So go ahead, Rebecca.
I was going to say kind of like skin suits walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually my next question was, do you believe that, like, they're either shapeshifters or they're just, you know, kind of hiding, or what do you think that it really is?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've read in different things where there's different, like, I guess you could say breeds. There's different
species.
You know, so some may... Some, yes, different species. Some may look like us. Some may not look like us. So that's sometimes, you know, I go back and forth on whether or not I actually believe that they're walking in among us, but I do believe that they're here. You know, I think, you know, in certain crisis around the world, there's always an uptick in UFO sightings. And, you know, different things like that. I feel like they're watching us. You know, I don't know necessarily what they're watching. If they're watching to see what we do to each other, you know, or, you know, who knows? But it's definitely interesting to think about, you know, what are they doing? What are they doing if they're here? And, you know, it's just a topic that, you know, I love paranormal. But it's honestly a topic that I can just research all day, and it just takes you down different. And you got to be careful because there's lots of conspiracies and things that are just really out there. But you know,
yeah,
it's neat when you sit down and think about it.
Well, one theory that I heard is basically the Greys were a genetic experiment done by another race of aliens to serve as like their servants, or you know, as slaves to them. So they're genetically weak, and their species is dying.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to us and harvesting us and creating hybrids to make their species stronger, hybrids of humans and the Greys. To strengthen their race so they don't die out. That was one theory that I've heard, and that comes back to the alien abduction theory, that they're taking us, you know, it's the same thing as when we, you know, microchip a dog. I mean, basically, they're finding implants in people that they can't, I mean, this is documented. I've watched actual, you know, microchips being removed from people that they have no idea how they got into the person, and it's not technology that we're familiar with. I mean, this was a documentary. This wasn't, you know, science fiction. This was something that they actually took this out of this guy. But, you know, it's the same theory to them. You know, we're below them. We're less advanced. So why wouldn't they treat us like cattle? Why wouldn't they treat us like, you know, a commodity? It makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And you're kind of going off the, what's that called? The treaty with Eisenhower. I think that's kind of, is that where you got that?
Yeah. Go ahead and speak on that a little bit so our listeners know what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, from what I know, Eisenhower in 54 was taken for a meeting, and basically he was given this information that there was a species of alien that made contact, and they basically said that they were, you know, same thing what you said, that they were dying off and they needed to do research on our DNA, and there was a treaty made that they would protect us, but we would allow basically abductions, and they would return the bodies, and it was just, as a whole thing was, so basically that was the decision, that was the agreement that was made, that they could abduct, but we would benefit from them. They would give us technology. They would, you know, and it was a treaty that was signed in 54.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, you know, basically what you hit on. And I mean, there's lots and lots of stories about that.
Right. I mean,
does that coincide
movie.
With like Roswell?
What was that? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Does that in any way coincide with Roswell?
You know, I'm trying to think of, you know, I don't know. I know Roswell is, you know, that's a whole other thing that, you know, they say, I think there was 3 or 4 bodies that they recovered in Roswell.
I'm just curious if it was one of those things where, okay, they were, you know, connected, or if it was just 2 separate incidents.
Yeah, you know, I'm not entirely sure on that.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Hey, it's all theory anyway. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know. There's a whole theory that they've been around since, you know, the time of the Egyptians, that they built the pyramids. I mean, look at those things.
Yeah, definitely.
How in the world did they do that? Where would they get the mathematics? Where would they get the ability to build these huge structures with just, I mean, they didn't have, you know, a crane. This was all done, you know, with human beings, and how did they come up with such a thing? You know, how did they get so advanced in medicine? Why did the Egyptians think that if they buried their bodies in a certain way, that they were going to go somewhere else? You know, that they were going to be taken, you know, they were going to be transported to, I'm assuming, another planet, what I feel they felt, because of the way that they embalmed their bodies, you know, and saved all their internal organs because they might need them again. I don't know. There's, speaking of like modern times, we're getting back to that, you know, that what are they walking among us? I don't know about you guys, but have you ever seen a person and you look at the person and you go, they just don't look quite right. You know, something's just off. I don't know if you guys have ever encountered anything like that, where you just look at someone and you're like, something's just not right.
Isn't every time I see you, don't you say that about me?
Yeah, I do. That's a different thing. But do they just see a person and you're like, something just does not look right about that person? Like their skin doesn't get
a weird vibe.
Right, quite right.
Yeah. You know, you never know.
Could it possibly be like a different, you know, like interdimensional? I mean, could it be that?
It could be.
Could be.
It could be. I think they're here, and I think there's more than one. I think the government doesn't think we're ready for it.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think the species that are here right now are peaceful, but
hopefully.
Go ahead, Ryan.
No, I agree wholeheartedly that, yeah, you know, that I think the government definitely knows a little bit more than they want us to know, and maybe we're not ready to know.
So, I think they know hell of a lot more than we know. That's what I think.
There you go.
And I'm going to take a minute here through some sources that I have, you know, all my sources, my secret sources. I have a 911 recording that isn't supposed to be released of a gentleman calling in from Indiana to report the abduction of his brother. Now, it's short and to the point, but it kind of gives you an idea that, you know, this is an actual 911 call. I had that verified. So I'm going to go ahead and play that real quick and get you guys' take on it. Takes a minute to get rolling here.
You gotta press play.
I did press play.
Indiana County 911. My brother's gone. Can you be a little more specific, sir?
He took my brother.
Who took him?
I don't know who took him. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Sir, calm down. Take a breath. Explain to me what happened.
All right. So we're driving in our car. We see these lights in the sky. And I'm like, we went up to see him. And then we're watching him all of a sudden. And I'm fucking like, my brother's gone.
Sir, I need you to tell me where you're at.
Alright, we parked on 56 right outside of Homer City, and we started walking up into the woods. I'm walking back to the car now.
Sir, the people that took him, were they white, African-American, Hispanic?
No, there were people. There were no people.
Excuse me? I thought you said he was taken.
There was a bright light. Wait a minute, there's somebody in my car. Hold on.
Sir, who's there? Who do you see?
Sir, excuse me, sir.
Who's in your car, sir?
Sir,
stay at your car. We have a unit on the way.
Joey! Joey! Oh my God, what happened? Are you okay, Joey? Joey. I found my brother. It's okay. He's hurt, though. I gotta get him to the hospital. I gotta go.
Sir. Sir, wait a minute. Sir, are you still there? Hello?
And there we go. Now, supposedly, this is a real 911 call from Indiana that got leaked. I'm not sure, you know, if I believe it or not, but supposedly that is a 911 call. That was the only one that I was allowed to get a source on of a 911 call about an alien abduction. Now, I would have liked it if it were a little bit longer, if the aliens would have talked. That would have been cool. But basically, what I was told is his brother disappeared. You know, they walked up in the woods. He got sucked up into a light. And then he saw his brother seated back in the car. Didn't see the car door open. Doesn't know how his brother got back in the car. Just his brother was back in the car and was bleeding out of his nose, eyes, and ears.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Is this the Travis Walton case or no?
No, it is not. This was recent. This was in 2017. What is the Travis Wallace case? What's that about?
Travis Walton? That's kind of one of the most famous ones that was around. That him and his brothers, they were out and they were like out in the forest chopping down trees or whatever. And in all of a sudden, he was gone. And they made a movie about it called Fire in the Sky. And there's a book about it. And it's one of the most famous ones that's around. And, it's kind of a pretty scary story.
So he disappeared? And he came back?
Go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, he disappeared, and the guys that were with him basically were accused of murdering him. And there was scrutiny on these people for, you know, I don't know how long he was gone, but he was gone enough where, I mean, the townspeople were turning on this group, and they all took lie detector tests. They passed. I mean, they told exactly what they saw, and they passed, and then one day he reappeared.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's a very interesting story, and it's backed up by the fact that, you know, I mean, these guys, they had the scrutiny that they had on them, and they all passed lie detector tests. They all, I mean, it was a big story, and all of a sudden he just reappeared.
Yep.
Did he have any recollection of what happened to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
because,
wow. You know, with the movie, which I've heard, you know, I've talked to Steve Pierce, who was one of the actual guys who witnessed it, and he has said before to be careful on the exact details of that movie, but he said
I'm sure it was elaborated on a little bit.
You know, what he insists even now that that's what happened, and you know, and you ever talk to him, and he, you know, he'll tell you exactly that wasn't something that was man-made or anything. That was, you know, a UFO that took his friend in the woods, and they didn't know what happened. And when he came back, it was, you know, it sounded like he was pretty messed up for a while.
Different person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and his story has not really changed in any way at all throughout all these years. So you kind of got to, you know, like, look at it and go, wow, okay, this is for real.
And what's cool is that, you know, I've been able to talk
to
Steve before.
So he's never. Okay.
And no, he hasn't changed. And, the one friend that was there to witness it, Steve Pierce, I've talked to him. And what's cool is you can look back on however many years it's been, and his story has not changed, even to this day. I mean, it doesn't waver. It doesn't. This is exactly what happened, and you can believe him or not believe him. He doesn't care because he knows what happened.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wasn't that on, Thanksgiving or something, right around there? Is that the right story I'm thinking of?
Looking at the details right now.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, it's right around the holidays, somewhere in there.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought. But, this isn't the only case. There was another movie, I can't think of the name of it, where they interviewed people, they put them under hypnosis. And it was a pretty terrifying, I don't know if you guys remember the name of that movie.
Looking it up right now.
But what they did was basically they got these people that said they had been abducted, and they put them under hypnosis, and actually recorded everything of these people, and it's supposedly based on a true story. I had it queued up here, but now of course I can't find it. Live radio, welcome to live radio, everyone. Looks like we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring this person. I'm pretty sure I know who this is. So let's go ahead and bring them live and find out what they have to say. Thanks for calling into the Paranormal Fringe. Hello. Who am I talking to?
Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, it's our Cheryl. How are you doing, honey?
I think you're talking about Betty and Barney Hill, right?
Yes, we are.
Back in 1961, yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yep. Because she never got over that.
Nope, neither one. That's an amazing case. But I have a question. I've heard some people talk about this before. What is your opinion? A lot of times when there's a UFO sighting in the same area, somebody sees Bigfoot, and then all of a sudden Bigfoot's gone. Do you think that he's being beamed up and down to the craft? That's why you see him and then you don't see him. Have you ever heard this before?
I haven't, no.
Don't laugh.
Wow.
I've heard this.
No.
Yeah.
So do they think that Bigfoot is an alien? Or they think they're just abducting him for kicks? Poor Bigfoot.
Poor Bigfoot.
like it's something that they're beaming down. I don't know. I've read a lot about this.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
That it's a coincidence that, you know, there will be a UFO sighting in the same area, but somebody saw him at that time. I don't know. It could be coincidence. Who knows? But how
I'm
else did he just disappear like that? You know, he just disappears all of a sudden. Where does he go? This big creature, where does he go?
Yeah, they go because, they have footprints and then there's nothing. Yeah.
Right, right. And have you ever seen a UFO? Have you ever seen a UFO?
I have. When
Where'd
I was probably, I was like 10, and we were standing out in the yard, and there was this object in the sky. It was silver in color. I mean, it was close enough that you could see that it was kind of shaped like a football. And everyone in my neighborhood came out, and it stayed there for like an hour. It
wow.
didn't move. And then, and we watched it. We took pictures of it, and then all of a sudden it in a lightning shot was gone. Boom, boom, gone. But it sat there for a good hour, and we were like, what is that? You know, all the dads are like, is it an airplane? Is it is it something to do with the government? And it just sat there. I mean, it was close enough that you could see the outside edges of it, and you could see that it was metallic. And
Could you hear it?
No, you couldn't hear anything. And we're thinking it's a weather balloon, but it did not move. It was stationary. And, it didn't go back. It didn't come forward. It didn't, the clouds would go over it and it wouldn't move. And that's where I became interested. I mean, I remember that vividly. We sat on the grass and watched it for an hour, and then all of a sudden it was just gone. Like, it was just was stationary, and then it just, like, in 2 seconds, you saw this blur, and it was gone.
Wow.
I was downtown Royal Oak one summer, and it must have been 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I look up in the sky, and all of a sudden, this craft came out of the clouds. And it's just hovering over there for a few minutes, and I'm going, why is no one else seeing this? It was big. It was huge. And then all of a sudden, it just zoop, right back into the clouds. It was gone. No sound, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
You guys are explaining exactly what my mom saw, and to a T.
It's always the silver. That must be one of their, ships that they use. I mean, it was fast. I mean, it was gone in a second. I mean, a split second.
Yeah, it was just like. Blink of an eye, and you didn't even hear it. It just went right back into the cloud.
By the way, the name of that movie with Christopher Walken is Communion. I just got to throw that in there because it's killing
awesome.
Me, and I just remembered it.
Okay, that's the one, yeah. That's one of the other ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another really good alien movie. It's fascinating to me that there's this, it scares me more than spirits do. Spirits I can understand. I get. I get that they were once human. This is a case of a being from another planet, and they're not human, and they don't, I feel, care about us. In my opinion, we're just a commodity. Or just something else to use, and that scares me.
So like goldfish?
Yeah, we're like,
you don't think they're down to teach us something? You don't think they're down here to teach us something?
That's what I was going to say. So my question is, you talked about the pyramids. Why would they have helped us advance?
I don't think that was the Greys.
Different breed.
So you think that at some point there were some that helped us, but you think ones that are like now are not here to help?
I think that there are some species that want to help us, and I think there are some that want to exploit us.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that, definitely.
I mean, there are diseases that, what causes cancer? What would cause our own cells to mutate? What would take a healthy person's tissue and cause it to mutate? Because basically cancer
mutated good or mutated bad?
Well, cancer is, you know, it's basically the mutation of a cells. It's your body attacking itself and killing itself. Why would these cells go rogue?
How about people like me who don't really, you know, I'm able to cure myself from certain illnesses, which most people don't. Is that also the same mutation?
That could possibly be genetic interference, you know, genetic splicing. I mean,
right.
My daughter doesn't have wisdom teeth. They've taken X-rays of her head and there's none. They don't know why she doesn't have any. They're not there. I mean, they're not up in her jaw. She does not have them. And they can never give me an explanation why is she genetically more advanced that her body has decided, you know, these aren't something that we need anymore. We don't use, and hers are just not there. You know, it's things like that. And you, you know, people like you that have, Ryan, all the allergies, why? Why are you allergic to things? Why are people allergic to things we should not be allergic to?
Good point.
Because that's kind of your body attaching itself too.
Yeah, why are we allergic to peanuts when we've had peanuts around for hundreds and hundreds of years and eaten them, and all of a sudden now our children are deathly allergic to them? What changed?
I'm with you on that one. Like, that one confuses me because of having the food allergies and having to, like, you know, look into it. I'm super curious about that because it was like, wait a minute, you know, when my grandpa was a kid in, like, you know, the early 1900s, none of that happened. And it was like, and all of a sudden it was like, okay, now, you know, like my distant niece, like, you know, we can't have food around her. She's got to eat outside. And it's like, wait, what? That blows my mind.
How do you feel about that, Rich?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why certain things are, you know, the way it is now. I think some of it goes to, you know, some of the foods, what they're putting into it. I go deep too, where I have a lack of trust with the government and things that they're putting in the air. They're putting in certain things where it's making you sick or it's giving you certain things. So that's, I go deeper, but I do agree that over time, as humans are evolving, you know, what's causing that? What's causing certain people to have different issues or different things that you can't explain? What is causing that from, you know, cavemen to now? I know evolution, but you always think about, well, was there anything added to kind of guide
DNA.
Humans to where we are now?
I believe, you know, that our DNA has been altered.
Yeah.
Why are we definitely allergic to a food? What would be the genetic advancement? That, you know, that's a detriment. That's not a genetic advancement. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
That's not evolving. That's devolving.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's a mixture of the, let's say, the alien technology that's come along, and a mixture of the government and, you know, what they want to tell us and what they don't. Maybe we don't know enough yet. But yeah, I think it's a mixture of each one.
Definitely.
Yeah, and Rich, you were saying something about Yellowstone. I was kind of curious. We didn't get to talk about that yet. What's going on at Yellowstone?
They're having earthquakes galore over there. And, you know, if you know about
Yellowstone. It's a super volcano. So they've had like in the last few weeks like up to 500 some earthquakes.
Wow!
And like in a 24-hour span, they've had up to 50 some or so. It's pretty active over there, and it's just NASA's flying some type of plane that they have that detects certain things, and they're flying it up and down Yellowstone, but they're still saying that no, everything's fine, it's not going to erupt, it's all right. But
so is it going to go big as far as an eruption?
Oh yeah, it's
oh boy,
there's a major fault under there. Yeah,
if you look it up, it's pretty scary because basically the entire United States could be covered in ash if it blew.
Wow.
And it would take out like the West Coast basically. So it's a pretty big one, but there's neat things that happen there. I've seen videos of they've seen a lot of sightings in above Yellowstone. And there was
what do you mean by sightings?
Like what they think is UFOs and different things flying over Yellowstone. I mean, there's lots of theories of that. There's theories with, the oceans that, UFOs are actually in the ocean. There's, we know like only 2% of our oceans, and there's lots of those. If you go on YouTube, you see lots of, just lots of videos of there's beliefs that they actually go into the ocean and that everyone's looking up, but we actually need to be looking down.
Yeah, I've heard that.
The whole thing, everything we've talked about, who knows, what's real, who knows what isn't, but it's so broad and it's such an interesting topic, just to talk about it, and you can get off on so many different avenues of, well, there's this and that, and it's just something it's just I've always been drawn to it. Even though I haven't seen one, I hope to. I'm kind of jealous that all of you have. But,
you'll get your time.
So, wait a minute. As far as, Yellowstone, how bad could it really be? I mean, realistically, if you look at it, this is what it could be. But this is what it really, if all else, we're looking at, 10 out of 10, how bad could this really, really be for us?
I don't have, web service where I'm at. But if you look it up, and if you're just using Google it right now, and there's tons of articles, but...
No, I've seen on Anonymous's website. They had mentioned it. What scares me is that my mother is moving to Yellowstone, and that's why I'm a little bit freaked out by what you're talking about.
I mean, look it up, because honestly, they have earthquakes and they have lots of things all the time.
Right.
There's lots of different things over the course of the last few years where, I've read about reports of the animals were leaving, different roads are melting. So it's getting hotter.
Wow.
It's been getting hotter for a while.
Wait. Roads are melting?
Yeah, certain roads in the park where there used to be access, there was blacktop that was melting. And, in the park they try to say, it's just, normal. It's, it's just whatever they try to say. But there's been...
Well, it's always normal.
And if you look at it, these super volcanoes, there's been things that have been talked about that, it was in part of, getting rid of the dinosaurs along with asteroid or whatever it may be, that there's also this thing has, contributed to that. And it hasn't erupted, we're like, I don't know how many years over, but they said it's ready to erupt any time. It should have already erupted. So... it's just one of those things that you kind of watch it from afar, and you start to see more and more. They're really the earthquakes that I've been seeing that have been happening
They're like 4.5, 5.0. So they're not little tremors. You know, and I was reading today about stories of there's certain areas of the park that the ground is, they said it's like swelling because that pressure, you know, and so, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, not to.
That's pretty heavy duty.
It's a big one. You know,
oh, boy.
And you think maybe the aliens, for lack of a better word, are keeping an eye on that? Or you think, is that what they're thinking?
Well, you know, I know that they say that there's, you know, upticks and you know, different UFOs. But even before it went, they said that national parks, I've read, that national parks are sometimes questioned that there's lots of different sightings, like, in the deep areas of national parks. And, you know, they don't know what that means. And, you know, but, you know, it's something, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's sightings everywhere, but
right.
It seems like they, national parks, you know, there's something. I don't know what they're doing,
right.
But.
Well, there's also the, you know, a lot of activity in Russia. I mean, there seems to be a lot of alien sightings in Russia. I mean, since
big time in Russia.
Yeah. I mean, there was a case of a Russian soldier back in World War I that was abducted. You know, the people in his unit watched him go, and he never came back. They don't know what happened to him. They just said that there were, you know, the silver sphere landed in the woods in the middle of the night. They thought the moon had fallen out of the sky, is the way that they reported it. And he walked towards it and just walked into it, like he said, like he stepped into Jell-O and he was gone. And then the ship was gone. And then they don't know. They never saw him again. His family never saw him again. He never came back. I mean, then, you know, I used to love to watch The X-Files because of the alien angle that they took.
Yeah. Wasn't there a talk that there was a UFO that crashed in Russia too? That they got one?
Yeah. Was right around the same time, actually. Time as Roswell, yeah.
Okay.
There's theory that's where nuclear capability came from, was from the engine or the motor or whatever you want to call it, of the UFOs. That's where they found out how to splice, for lack of a better word, splice, you know, neutrons, I guess, and create, you know, nuclear energy. I mean, it was originally supposed to be an energy source. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but back in the 50s, they blew those things up.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, not to be a total smartass, but totally being a smartass, you know, thankfully, we have this technology. If it really does come to be from them landing here, but man, these UFO drivers, they got to learn how to land. I'm just saying.
I'm looking that up. What Cheryl mentioned about the Bigfoots,
The Bigfoot.
And there's a report here that I just found that says there have been reports made by more than a few witnesses who say they saw UFO land and watch one or more Bigfoot creatures emerge from the craft. Other witnesses report that they see a lot of UFO activity around a suspected Bigfoot-infested forest.
Right.
And surmise that there very well may be a coincidental connection between the two phenomena. So, Cheryl, thanks for bringing that up. I wasn't familiar with that theory. That that makes sense. And then, then this guy goes on to speak about, well, here, let's see here. He thinks, this Jude, he thinks one of the abilities of these Bigfoot aliens is that they can cloak or just become invisible and, you know, cloak their ships. And he thinks that Bigfoots are aliens.
I look at Bigfoot so differently now.
Yeah. I mean, this guy said, you know, until a Bigfoot body is recovered and studied, you know, we don't know what it is. But, you know, his theory is that, you know, these are aliens. And then the reason we don't find them is because they're getting back on their ships and going back to their planet. They visit and then they leave. And
they're capable of opening another dimension and sliding in there, right? You know,
that's true too. We don't know necessarily that all aliens use spaceships. Maybe they travel interdimensionally.
Right.
I mean, this is such, you know, uncharted paranormal, you know, ground. Yeah. I mean, we don't know. I mean, what about crop circles? What do you guys feel about crop circles? I mean, that's a whole nother show topic. I mean, what the heck are those? Are they fraud? Are they people trying to get attention, or is this something alien in nature?
We'll get into that into another show, and I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's a complete and total fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of tend to agree.
Yeah, it seemed to happen in the 70s, and then it just stopped happening, it seemed like.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That is a hard one. That is a very, very hard one to decipher, because it's so easy to look at it and go, okay, somebody just went out and like they showed the guys with the 2x4 and the wire, and they would just go out and, you know, make a pattern. But it's like, why would it turn into a pattern like that? Why wouldn't it just like tear down half the field? So yeah.
I've seen some that are like, you know, way back that I tend to not shoot them down because I don't know. But like a lot of the ones now, I don't believe in at all. But there are a few that connect with I'd have to look. I'll have to figure it out. But I want to say that there were some that were linking to some pictures that were in pyramids at some point, and it was the exact same
same
symbol, and they questioned what that was, like if it was a message. So,
there was definitely a few that I went, okay, there's something potentially here. But then you see the one that looks like the Led Zeppelin album cover, and you're like, okay, give me a break, you know?
All right, guys, I'd like to take the time now to thank our guests. We have with us Richard Wade. He is with 313 Paranormal out of Detroit. He is going to be on a future show with us. Yeah, they are awesome. Totally. Jason, woo! We're going to have him back on at a later date, where we're going to be talking about a couple apps, paranormal apps that he's working with, Spirit, to contact Spirit. Then we have our lovely Cheryl, who has been on our show before. I'm sure you guys remember her. She is an author. And if, Cheryl, if you want to let everybody know where you're going to be in the next couple months here, we'd love to hear where you're going to be, where people can come and pick up a copy of your amazing books and listen to your EVPs.
I'm going to be at the end of July. I'm going to be at Mid-South Paranormal down in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a big convention, and it's strictly paranormal. There's no other kind of movie stars or anything. It's all paranormal.
Great.
And I'm also, next two weeks, I'm going down to the Ross House with Amanda Keith Age, Robbie Thomas tour, and we're filming for a TV show. So that's kind of
awesome.
Cool.
That is exciting.
Great.
And where can we find your books?
My books are on Amazon.com.
Awesome. And she has some really, really amazing books, so if you guys want to check those out. And as far as Glass Paranormal is concerned, we've got some events coming up as well. We are going to be at, let's see if I can find our schedule. You don't have it with you, Ryan, do you?
Not in front of me.
Okay. But Glass Paranormal is going to be doing events all summer. We have merchandise available. You can check out our website at glassparanormal.com. And Ryan, what is your, Rich, what is your guys' website?
303paranormal.com.
Great.
And
if you guys need, go ahead.
We're on Facebook. We also have a new YouTube channel, 313paranormal, that we're downloading a lot of the videos now. And a lot of these test videos that I'm doing with the apps, I'm downloading onto YouTube, so you can check us out there too.
Great. Well, again, thank you guys. Next week we're going to have a brand new topic for you. I'm going to keep it a secret for right now. Keep you wondering.
Right. Cheryl, Richard, Rebecca, thank you so much for having me on. Much love, and talk to you guys next week.
All right, Ryan, you're on every week, you dork. Right. you don't get to escape. All right, guys, again, thanks for calling into the Paranormal Fringe, and we'll have you guys back on real soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.